The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource.
Here we go. All right. Yes! I'm back! I'm back! It is season three! It is season three for The Back Porch USA. I am Luke Geller. You are listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. It is December 3rd, and everyone and everything is in mid-climax in the 2020 holiday seasons. Where some of you are headlong into the Christmas rabbit hole already, others of us, well, we're still trying to keep our heads above the spiked eggnog and on the sane side. Whichever way you're going, it's a good thing you dropped in for a breath of fresh, semi-fresh air. I think my dog just ripped one. Oh, man. And a healthy dose of the weird, the odd, the strange, and the bizarre to remind ourselves that we're doing pretty damn good in this world. With that being said, why don't you kick off your shoes and sit back while we delve into the 6,000-foot man and The Squirrels Are Coming, Part 1. Coming at you from LAX in Los Angeles. It is quite interesting. The 6,000-foot man. Well, back in August of 2020, amidst all of this COVID, there was a little bit of a surprise. That surprise is being looked into by the FBI. A pilot for the American Airlines flight 1997 spotted what he believed to be a guy in a jetpack. A guy in a jetpack. Just 300 yards to the left of his plane, which was soaring over the busy airspace above the airport at about 3,000 feet altitude. Now we're looking at a guy in a jetpack at 3,000 feet. It is illegal for anybody to fly their drones over 400 feet. That the Federal Air Commission does not allow it. How is this person flying near LAX in a jetpack at 3,000 feet? The amount of danger it would take alone is outstanding. It seemed a little far-fetched. And, you know, one pilot said, only in LA. The FBI is looking into it. The Federal Air Commission is looking into it. But then we're going to fast forward to October 16th. Of this year, just a few months ago. It is the second time in 6 weeks that the aviation professionals observed a man in a jetpack flying near LAX. Now, we could explain this as a freak accident. Maybe it's a weather balloon. Maybe it's just a regular balloon. Maybe it's a dude. There was that one time. I remember there was a guy years ago who, what was his name? Lawn Chair Larry or something like that? Took off using weather balloons tied to a lawn chair and just flew along, did his own little thing. But we're talking a man in a jetpack. The future has come. The future has come. At 1:45 on October 16th, the crew over LAX bound China Airlines Flight 006 alerted traffic controllers of a strange sight. And here's the part of the transcript that proves that they were seeing what they were seeing. China Airlines chimed in and said, "We just saw a bright object at 6,000 feet. And now that's what would make me, or lead me to believe, that it would be a weather balloon, a bright object, right? Something shiny. Well, LAX Tower wasn't going to have any of that. Can you please confirm? And China Airlines 006 stated, "We just saw a flying object like a flight suit or a jetpack at 6,000 feet. Too shiny, and it's too far." LAX came back and thanked them and reported to Emirate 215 Heavy that there was a jetpack reported about 13 miles ahead in their scheduled flight. Now, the Federal Aviation Commission, Air Commission, received a report. They promptly alerted local law enforcement and started looking into it. But as of today, there has been no other reports of a jetpack man. Let's check it out. Jetpack man. Do to do to do. 3 months? 3 months? Now, there have been no new sightings of the jetpack man, this time spotted at 6,000 feet. Can you imagine being that man in that jetpack? Being 6,000 feet up in the air? I can't. How? Well, apparently, there are, or is, an aircraft company in New Zealand that debuted a prototype that could reach a maximum speed of 46 miles per hour and a flight ceiling of 3,000 feet. But they haven't even produced it. So somebody in their garage built this jetpack and is like, "Woohoo, I'm gonna fly." You gotta be... You're a meat burger. You're a meat burger for flying 6,000 feet in the air with nothing but a jetpack. That's what that man is. So, needless to say, flying a jetpack in the vicinity of a commercial airline is an extraordinarily dumb thing to do. And so, like I said, you gotta be a meat burger to be doing this shit. You veer too close to that aircraft, and the turbines of the engines would suck you in and shred you like pulled pork. You would be all over LAX. You would be all over LAX. Oh boy. So, first meat burger of the year goes to the 6,000 foot man. Whoever you are, wherever you are out there, get a hold of me. I want one. Yeah. Well, with that being said, we're going to cut to commercial break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Back Porch USA. For those who are returning to our podcast, we are leading off our second bit of story. Is a really interesting one. The squirrels are coming, part one. Well, the squirrels, apparently, there's been a war on squirrels going on for a very, very long time, dating all the way back to 1862. Well, I can't have one. I can't have one what? See, this is what I like doing about life. I can see your comments there. I can't have one. Well, it's not a potato chip. Oh. Okay. September 1862. We will be doing giveaways. Yes, we will be doing giveaways. Okay. Confederate General Kirby Smith had taken Lexington, Kentucky during the American Civil War. Union General Lewis Wallace had been sent to Cincinnati where he called for volunteer militiamen from Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan to put civilians to work preparing defenses and trenches for the Union soldiers. Over 15,000 men showed up ready to serve their country, and they were dubbed the Squirrel Hunters. With little to no military training, the Squirrel Hunters took to battle, some with personal rifles, while others, I'll get to the comments here after this, while others were issued firearms, or to fight the Confederate Army for 2 days. At the end of two long days, only 2 days, it took the Union Squirrel Hunters, along with the soldiers, to turn the tides and drove the Confederate soldiers back to whence they came. Come 1863, the Squirrel Hunters all received printed discharge papers from the Ohio legislature, relieving them of their sworn military duties. It was thus resolved by the Senate and the House of Ohio that the governor is hereby authorized and directed appropriate out of his contingent fund a sufficient sum to pay for printing and lithographing discharges to the patriotic men of the state who responded to the call of the governor and went to the southern border to repel the invader, and who will be known in history as the Squirrel Hunters. That is the first mention. Well, hello there from Kentucky. Josh, welcome to the podcast. Amy, honey, I'm getting one. I'm getting one. Well, there you go. There you go. Amy, honey, it's no big deal. No big deal. Josh here, he's ready. He's willing. He wants to go for a jetpack ride with me. Hey. Friends don't let friends jetpack alone. I mean, what kind of moron do you gotta be going up to 6,000 feet? 400 feet is well enough for me, and I don't think I'd be flying a jetpack that high. Well, folks, this has been going on for almost 20 minutes now. There was a little bit of a commercial break in there where I got to talk to you personally. I'm gonna wrap it up here. I love you all. I love you all, and I am so thrilled to be back with Season 3 of the Back Porch USA, because without you, I'd be nothing. I'd be talking to myself. That's all right. I do that enough as is, but get a hold of me. Get a hold of me. Reach out to me here on Facebook. You can reach out to me here in... Well, I still want to jump from a plane, too. I'm getting... My wife says I can get one only if my buddy Josh will get one with me, and we got to jump. We have to jump from a plane. Yeah, because I want to plummet to Earth with a jetpack strapped on my back. Can you imagine me trying to light that thing off? Seriously, trying to light that sucker off, plummeting, going 60, 80, 90 miles an hour towards Earth. It ain't going, and I'm going straight down. Josh, I would see you in hell that day. Anyways, you can reach out to me here on the Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can reach out to me at the Facebook page, the Back Porch USA. You can email me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com. You can send me voice messages. Share the jetpack. Well, then we're both fucked. somebody's got to be able to get down by, and survive this, okay? You can leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA. You will have to have membership. It's free. Just to send me a message. You can call me if you want, but I'm not giving you my number. Get a hold of me. We will be holding giveaways this season, as we did before. And yeah, that's all I got for you. That kicks off. That kicks it off. We've been on for 20 minutes. That's twice as long as what I normally do. I love you guys. I'll catch you on the flip side. Eller's out.
With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.